contractor.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Gonna start something new today.
To the sunny.
Really?
Yep.
Can't you hear
me? You gonna share now?
Well, yeah, we're gonna do a roll call where, you know, you call a name and go, here.
Oh, okay.
I just think it would be good for people to know that, you know, everybody is
in place, ready to go.
In place, on time, ready to go.
Yes.
I think it's important. With those blues. I want to know a little bit about our work ethic. So we'll start that today. Everybody be ready to just say, here, you know.
This rover.
You're making an ass of yourself for all eternity.
Oh, wait, nice talk, Lauren.
Yeah.
Nice talk for a lady using ass, the ass word. Well, that Lauren's got a mouth on her.
She does.
Oh.
Gold dust at my
her voice feet. Changes when she gets upset.
On the sunny side of the street.
All right, welcome to Roll Call. It's a simple thing, won't take long. They do it in the military. They do it in a lot of classrooms, different types of scouts, organizations. I call a name, person says, here. That's all there is to it.
All right.
Peon.
Here.
Tina Del Piez.
Here.
Dan Strauss. I said Dan Strauss.
Wait a minute.
I thought when I saw he's not in the chair, I thought, well, he'll come on the mic in the traffic center and go, here, you know, I'm in the traffic center.
Actually, he's in traffic instead of the center.
Which brings us to, the issue and the problem. And I want to see you, Peon, at 6, and you, Tina, in the Advancement and Promotions and Raise.
Oh.
It's called the Advancements, Promotions, and Raise Room.
Nice.
Where people get raises, and I want to see you two.
All right.
And it's funny because I had decided today, you know what? I thought Monday is time to reward people for being on time. And everybody who's on time gets a big raise and a reward. So you guys need to see me at 6 o'clock.
Some bad timing for Dan.
Yeah, the luck of the draw, I guess. Just picked a bad day. You know, if I really, because he's listening, he's in the car now, and he's probably, ticked off and at himself. You can't
right.
blame the, you're here,
right.
I'm here, Tina's here. I mean, other people are where they're going. Okay. Not now he arrives.
Now he arrives.
But late.
Yes.
But late.
Boy, I saw that. I saw that mess on 270. I was coming up 44, and at the very last second, I just decided to keep going 44 west to 141 because
well, see, that's,
here.
That's no too
no.
late. Again, it's too late. See, but Peon, what you said that's called being innovative, and thinking on your feet. You go,
right.
Well, now there's a problem. So here, I'm going to have an alternate plan B, that's called.
Because I do not want to be late.
No,
okay,
no, you don't want to be. Because no. on your resume, where you always talk about, here's where I went to school, here's where I work, you need to also put, sometimes I'm late on
right.
your resume.
Yes.
And that doesn't look good.
I don't like that at all.
It does not look good.
But the other night, it was late at night. We were leaving our gig on Saturday night, and we're driving up 270.
Now, what is a gig?
Yeah, what is
our band job.
What? Do you have a band?
A band
yes,
job.
Yes, Henry's Humans.
Oh,
it was really, you know, it was
no,
really
no,
cool.
No,
there was
yeah,
a lot
I know
of people.
What you're thinking.
There was,
band job.
Say if there was 50 people in the place, like 45 of them came just because we were there. Wasn't that cool? That was really nice.
Were there that many? 50?
No, there were
more than that.
The place is pretty full.
So you're being modest when you said.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying 90% of the people in the place came because they heard it or their friends or they've been following us. It's really.
Well, they were lost and thought they were somewhere else.
Very loyal.
How did they know to come, though? You guys never even hardly mentioned it.
You've never said
well,
you had
we
a
have
band.
The Facebook page, we have the website.
Oh.
Well, yeah, and you talk about it constantly. I forgot
oh,
about
yeah.
that.
No, we don't. But here's what I was going to say. We were traveling north on 270, and you get past Manchester, and there's a sign, a MoDOT sign, and it said, highway temporarily closed due to utility work. Well, there's no other exit to get off before the highway is stopped. If that sign would have been before Manchester.
They should have had it earlier.
Yes.
You need to work for MoDOT. You need to be in charge of that.
You probably would have seen one if you were further back.
Right, but if you pass it before, you know how they blink back. It had two messages. One was like, you know, fire, don't light at things, you know, danger. And then the other one flashed on highway closed. Well, I guess when we were past the one further south. Oh, where did we get on the highway?
We got on the highway.
You
can't talk, okay?
We got on the highway at Big Bend. I don't think there was one in between Big Bend and Manchester. So, yeah, there was nothing you could do. But luckily, you know, I'm thinking, again, this is those Ameren guys who I think do a heck of a job. It was pitch black. Evidently, there was an outage, and you could see flashlights way up in the air working on the wires on the sides of the highways. We were only stopped for less than 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that bad. But I'm just saying, there's certain circumstances where you're traveling on the highway, you come over a hill, and everybody's stopped, and there's no way to get off, or, you know, you're just stuck.
You know, it's a good thing Dan is already employed here, because I just pulled out the copy of the KTR's job application.
Yeah?
You know, when you come in and go, hey, people walk in and go, I'd like to fill out an application. You see it all the time, restaurants.
Sure.
So, well, here's ours. Considering employment at KTRS, please fill out the following. And I'm not going to name, address, you know, date of birth, blah, 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 blah. Date of birth, optional, it says, because, you know, age discrimination. You can't do that anymore. Sex, optional. You don't even have to say if you're male or female. And then it says, do you have any broadcast experience? Okay, that's a good question to work here. Although it really isn't a good question to work here, because there are people on the air. There are people on the air who sound like they've had no broadcast experience. And then it says, are you regularly or have you ever arrived late for work? I didn't know this was on here. And then it says at the bottom, on my honor, my word, and the grave of my grandparents, I swear that the statements I have put down are true and 100%. And then you have to sign it, so you can't lie. If you've ever been late, you're going to have to put, yes, I've been late.
No explanation line or anything like that?
Well, it says, if so, please explain.
Yeah.
So, you know, it better be something good. I don't think this will cut it.
Traffic,
if you put, one time they did road work. Because, you know, the potential employer would go, well, why didn't you take an alternate route? Why didn't you listen for traffic?
Right.
You work at a radio station. I believe you worked at a station when you were late that has traffic. And you, it's a good thing you already work here. That's
but we didn't do the... I did have us on, and we did not have the traffic report till 2:30.
Wait a minute. There was one at 2 o'clock.
Turn on the mic down in the traffic center, and let's see. I think there's a full crew working down there. Just turn the mic on. Yeah. They're all down there.
Oh.
Oops.
Huh.
Doesn't make any sense.
Maybe I wasn't
Sounds to me like they're pretty busy.
At 2.
Or they're on a break. It's the same sound when they're busy and when they're on the break.
They've been checking out.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Now everybody is in place, and the heat wave continues. Now, I just heard that news guy, Jayco, who was on, said that it's 100. Did he say it's 100 degrees?
Yeah.
Because I'm showing 92. That's a pretty big difference.
I don't know, because it's cloudy now, and there's, like, thunderstorms in Franklin County.
Yeah, when I looked on the weather.com deal, it had, you know, it has those pictures, and it's green on the outside, and then yellow, and then red. And it was right over St. Peter's red, so I'm assuming that means rain.
Yeah. And when the cloud cover, it drops the temperature. It's really actually pretty nice.
Pretty nice.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I have the bulletin, please, beyond the bulletin sound? We interrupt our broadcast. We'll continue in a moment with our discussion. This just in, Anderson Cooper is gay.
What?
Everybody knew that already.
Well, of course, everybody knew it, but he's never actually said it?
No.
Yes, yesterday.
I thought he had said it before.
No, not till yesterday. Yesterday was the first time he said, I'm gay.
Big shocker.
Yeah, you know, if you ever doubted it, go look at that thing of him giggling like a little girl.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a girl giggle. That's a little girl giggle. I don't know much about Anderson Cooper. I've not watched him a lot. I assume he's pretty good at what he does.
I think so.
He's a really rich guy who doesn't have to work. He's the son of Gloria Vanderbilt, for goodness sake, so he doesn't have to work. You got to give a credit to somebody who works that hard, who's so stinking rich, gazillions of dollars. And I say the same thing of Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who is a mega, mega millionaire, the Dreyfus Fund family. She doesn't have to work. Regis Philbin, a rich kid who worked his guts out and didn't have to. So, you know, to those people, you go, hey, they really like to work, and they're driven to do what they did.
And so, how does being gay affect his ability to do the news at all? Zero. Zip.
Well, if it did, then you have to get rid of Shepard Smith on Fox. You have to get rid of Rachel Maddow. You have to get rid of Don Lemon. You have to, I think it's
Shepard
his last
Smith
name.
Shepard Smith is gay?
Oh, I believe that's absolutely true.
Really?
Yeah, that slipped out. Somebody in the media, a big name in the media, let that slip. In the same way that, remember, Carrie Fisher, in an interview in a magazine, said, hey, in Hollywood, we've all known about John, talking about John Travolta. We've known about John for years. It was that sort of a slip about Shepard Smith. Hmm. And, you know, I read that he was really mad at whoever had said it, yet he never came out and said, that's not true. I can tell you something. I've said this before. Is there anybody who's not gay anymore left? I mean, really, it was, what was it, the early
not
days?
Somebody, in the entertainment industry, it seems like
how could anybody now think, well, I don't want to come out because it might hurt my career? You're in show business.
Exactly.
It's made up of gay people. How could that hurt you? Do you know of one case, Ellen DeGeneres, do you know of one case where somebody came out as gay and it was the end of their career in show business?
No,
absolutely not. In fact, I think a lot of times they flourish.
But there was one instance. Remember when Anne Heche went from being married to a guy?
But she wasn't. Weird. Remember the meltdown she had?
Right, but when she ended up with Ellen, right after that, she was in that movie with Harrison Ford.
Right.
They were supposed to be lovey-dovey, and it was hard to envision it because all I kept thinking was, you don't even like this guy.
Exactly. But then you go watch it now and you go, oh, okay, now I do get it because you really do like guys. Was the thing with Ellen just she was faking it to? But because here's the thing. Until she hooked up with Ellen, who ever heard of Anne Heche?
Exactly.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. It was a stepping stone for her. So she munched the carpet for a while, you know, to get her name well known, and then she bolts and goes back to men. That's my take on it.
She ate her way to the top.
Oh, my God. Can you say that?
Can you edit that out?
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Please, edit that out.
If I would have said it, you would have said something about how horrible I am.
Well, you'd have been fired if you said it. Okay. But we need a control board operator. And there aren't any out there. The phones are all lit up. Let's see what this is all about. 314-969-5877. Toll free, it's 888-550-5877. Or if it's easier for you, 969-KTRS. Linda's on the phone. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Frank. I want everybody to know I am AM in the PM.
All right, that's good to know.
Frank, this is very serious.
Okay, we like that. We like serious.
I think it's time. It's definitely time that you need to come out. you need to let everyone know.
Yeah.
That you're a man.
Oh.
Well, I've done as good a job over the years as I could of doing that.
Of hiding it?
But I think I get Linda. You know what? I get Linda's point, though. We're almost to the point where the heterosexuals are going to have to announce, hey, by the way, I'm heterosexual. Look, because it's
I only think it's fair.
Yeah. It's just like everybody's gay all of a sudden.
Well,
no, I will.
I'm
out.
Frank, I was wondering. I think it's time.
Linda, you spend an hour with me, and you won't have to wonder. She gets my drift. Well, yeah. Then Linda, thank you for the call.
Yes, it was my pleasure.
Now, see, that's a good listener. Now, there's no doubt in my mind or anybody else's that really knows me. I like women maybe a little bit too much. We'll leave it at that. Steve. How are you, Steve?
Hey, I am in the PM.
There you go. Hallelujah.
Hey, Frank, you were talking about Anderson Cooper, and he's the son of Gloria Vanderbilt.
That's correct.
I did hear that, but where did she get her money? Is she any association with Gloria University in Nashville?
We see,
see that's funny. Yeah. That's funny. That's our stupid kind of humor. Steve, obviously, longtime listener. Yes, she is the name behind Gloria University.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, well, very good. Very good, Steve.
It's been a pleasure, Frank.
Thank you. Tina, you'd have to tell me, Gloria Vanderbilt, what is her empire? What does it consist of? It's a clothing and...
I don't have a clue.
She's a designer. She's a designer.
I thought there were, like, Vanderbilt jeans or something
back in the day. Absolutely. Yeah. Vanderbilt, lots of stuff. Pillows and sheets. And she's kind of not a Martha Stewart, but that name has been over the years on a lot of things. And she's not a, if I remember, not an attractive woman. Kind of in the way that, you know who was maybe the most unattractive woman I ever saw who represented... a real avant-garde, sort of forward-thinking women. It's okay to show different ways to love your man and be sexy. Helen Gurley Brown.
Oh, my goodness.
Looked like a cadaver.
Yes.
And when I'd see her interview talking about things to do in bed to your man, I thought, not with you. Not with you, Skeletor. I don't think so. John's on the phone. Hello, John.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. AM with a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm no booby star, but I'm not gay either, so. But
well, there are some of us left.
Yes. But I want to commend Tina for what she had to say about traveling down the highway the other day. I wish at times MoDOT would help us out. I truly, you know, anytime I hit the work zone, I go slow, but there's been times when you follow, all of a sudden you come over a crest of a hill or around a bend, and the last truck is right there, and you have no chance but to start jamming on your brakes.
Don't they have warning sign, work zone ahead, and all that stuff before that?
Well, these particular times that it happened when I was driving down, both times of westbound 40, 64, but both times they were doing the street sweeping or the along the shoulders.
Okay, yeah.
And they really didn't have any signs warning you, but
right.
You know, if the last truck would just hang back. I'll give you the perfect example right there at Mason Road. You're going up a hill, and then all of a sudden it crests and starts going down. The one day he was just 50 feet on the other side, and people were like shocked. You have to start stopping because apparently he'd been there for a few minutes, and nobody knew.
And yeah, but so see, those people live over on Mason Road in that part of town. They want that street sweep like every day. No dirt on our street.
That's right. But thank you, Tina, for what you said.
Oh, you're
and
welcome.
It's always, you know, I agree with you some, you know, I really agree with you on that point. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you very much.
With you.
John, thank you for the call.
You guys have a great day and stay cool.
All right.
You know, on 272 between...
272, where's that?
No, 270 also. 270 between Gravois, or between 44 and Manchester is where they're doing that work, that blasting. They generally blast at 10:30 every morning.
Oh, wait, let me stop. Here comes Dan's excuse.
Then 1:30.
See, he's not finished with his excuse.
No, and then 1:30 every afternoon.
This is why I couldn't help but be late.
Right, yeah. It's supposed to be those times.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 10:30 and 1:30. So,
yeah.
But they did some late blasting today.
And because I think they held off all last week.
Yeah.
So I guess they're trying to catch up.
As I said earlier, Peon and Tina, please join me at 6 in the rewards and promotions and raise room.
I'm going in the spanking room.
No,
there.
No, you don't go to the spanking room.
No. No.
That's not for you. The spanking room is built just for Tina. You just go home. Yeah, just go home. Mike wants to jump in. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Frank. This has been AM and the PM for many years, brother.
I know you have. We appreciate it.
Hey, what I like is when you're out on two-lane roads and they're doing some work on it and they forget to move their signs. And you'll have road work ahead signs, and you'll drive 5 miles before you even come up on it. Instead of them coming back and getting the signs after they move to another patch of the road, they'll leave the signs 5-6 miles back up the road. And
yeah,
you think, well, they're not out here, so you're running 55 down the road, and then all of a sudden you come around a curve, and then there they are.
Well, I guess I can see how that could happen. You forget
a sign. That's what I love.
Yeah.
And Frank, load up the gun. I got one for you.
Now, hang on. Go.
A little 5-year-old boy walks up to the preacher one morning. He says, "Preacher," he says, "when I grow up, He said, I'm going to get a job, and I'm going to give you every dime I make. Preacher looks down at him and said, well, son, that's very commendable, but why are you going to do that? Little boy looks up, and he says, because my daddy said you was about the poorest preacher he ever saw.
Well, that's pretty good. Give him a rim shot. There you go. That's good. That's good. It's not playhouse caliber, but it was good.
It was good, though. Good. Okay, I'll take that from the master. I'll take that.
That was good. Mike, thank you.
All right, Frank.
I've got to do a little business, or we'll be out of business. Stay with us, though. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Jose's coming in today, and I have a little technological tidbit of information I'll share with you before he gets here, so it won't eat into his segment, but I thought it was really, really interesting when I read it today. First, we have to talk about American Equity Mortgage and how much they can save you. The average monthly savings in the United States, and I say the United States because the American Equity Mortgage isn't just in St. Louis. They started in St. Louis a little over 20 years ago, and now they're all over the country. So they are able to run averages. They know exactly what the numbers are and how much money people have free and clear in their pockets every month once they pay off their credit card bills that they didn't have before, and it's $640 average. Now, some people have $1,000, some people have $300, but the average is $640. And what that means is that once you get out from under that credit card mess, there is money in your pocket that you didn't have because you were using it to pay hellacious interest on those credit card debts, and you can't do that. You can't keep making the minimum payment. It really is such a simple... There's not a financial advisor in the world who would tell you it's not a good idea to pay off those credit cards if you can. If anybody ever tells you that, this is the worst... this person has no business even being in the business. And if you have a home, you have equity in the home, that is the absolute easiest way to do it. Let them tell you more. They've been doing this for a long time. Bill consolidation loan, home equity loans, a mortgage if you're renting, and you're smart enough to realize two things right now. You're paying rent, which you'll never see that money again. You get no deduction from that money. And interest rates are so ridiculously low, and home prices are also low. Boom, everything's in your favor. If you can come up with whatever down payment is needed and search around and look, and maybe you can find a no down payment situation, they'll help you with all that. They'll help you get it done, get it through quickly. They are American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Things moving better on 270, Tim?
Oh, it's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or a new bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson. It's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, right between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchen and Bath has great financing rates with any project. It's got ding and dent appliances, and as I said, it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Well, we're going to go back to Tim Weiland. It's a good thing he wasn't here for roll call. Tim, how's traffic?
Thanks a lot, Tina. If you're traveling eastbound 270, we've got some kind of incident around Lilac. It's causing a backup approaching 367. Also on northbound 203 over in Illinois, Granite City, a little bit north of Madison, we've got an accident. It's got the northbound lanes of 203 shut down. Also on eastbound 44, running a little bit slow between, well, now that's just cleared up. It was running a little bit slow approaching the Merrimack River. And this traffic report is brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte. It's the uncompromising compact. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiasaintlouis.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know, getting your teeth clean can clean out your wallet, too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. For details and free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. 1-800-600-9815.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Attention all women over 18. If you don't have a facial exfoliating brush yet, we need your help, and you need ours. We're Hydroxytone, and we have one mission, to set a world record by giving away a million free Sonic Microderm facial brushes in 24 hours. We're calling it the Million Brush Giveaway, and we need your help to reach our goal. So please call now and tell us where to send your free facial brush. 1-800-500-6515. Exfoliating, softening, smoothing, renewing your skin for youthful radiance. This luxurious facial brush is top of the line, valued at $60. But call now and you can get it free during our Million Brush Giveaway. Just cover the minimal shipping and processing. Again, we're trying to give away a million free facial brushes in 24 hours, so we need your help. If you want a flawless, younger-looking complexion, call immediately to get your free facial brush now. 1-800-500-6515. That's 1-800-500-6515. 1-800-500-6515.
There's something reassuring about going with the best. That's why I choose the employee owners of McBride & Son to build my brand new home. Hi, everybody. McBride Millhaven here. Brand new home. They're being built at Newtown for me. But McBride & Son has over 50 different communities to choose from. And they've been in the St. Louis market for over 65 years. They are everywhere you want to live and in every single price range. So with interest rates at all-time lows, now's a great time to use McBride & Son. Visit them online at McBrideHomes.com.
Right now, with the Home Depot's red, white, and blue savings, get two 13.9-pound bags of Kingsford charcoal for just $6.88. Spend your 4th of July with tongs in hand and grill ablaze. And even if you like your steaks medium rare, you'll know your holiday was well done because of that special buy on two bags of Kingsford charcoal, just $6.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
She's not a girl who misses much.
Sounds like Cher.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane.
Yeah, something I'll never understand, and I know that I'm not, I guess, normal, and I know that there are millions of people who do care about this crap, so it doesn't make them all weird. Maybe it makes me weird. Who gives two hoots about Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes? You know, you watch the news, and you'd think this was important to anybody. I couldn't care less. Who cares?
I'm kind of happy that she finally came to her senses.
Yeah. I don't care. I just don't care. I don't care about him, her. I don't care. What I do find amusing about it is this Scientology thing. You know, when you hear people who talk about it, and I've heard Tom Cruise address it, they portray it as sort of this ultimate wonderful spiritual path to make your life whole and complete and on the right. Well, then how come he had three marriages fall apart? I mean,
and look at John Travolta.
Yeah, I mean, if science, look, if somebody has three marriages, Tina's had three marriages. This is not. I'm not talking about that makes you a bad. I'm talking about this great religion, if it's so great, and it is what has caused you to be successful and focused, then how come it can't teach you how to keep a marriage together or the rest of your weird life? It's just weird to me. And by the way, not a very, not a great testimony to Scientology that this has happened, because it really does look like, to anybody who wants to analyze it, like now three wives have all bolted probably because of this crap.
Yep.
And then I saw a picture of him. Of course, now they're showing all the photo ops of when he was with her at different openings and red carpet events, and they keep showing him jumping on Oprah's couch looking like a moron. and he is so short. He's 5. It's 5'5 or 5'6. I mean, he's short. And when I saw these pictures of him, and you couldn't help it, they're all over the news, standing next to her, it looked like she was dragging her little baby brother around somewhere. Even though he's older, it looked like she was with her little brother or something. I don't know. It's just amazing to me the things that people think. And, you know, there are people right now tweeting, oh, Tom, we wish you the best, you know. And here's another thing. Why does everything have to be two names combined into one? You know, Jennifer Lopez is J-Lo.
Right.
All right? And Tom and Katie Tom are Cat. Tomcat. What the heck?
Tom?
What is that?
That's the media.
Yeah, Tomcat.
They don't do it.
Well, the latest on Tomcat.
Oh, what do they call Brad and
Brangelina.
Brangelina.
That's another
one. Right. You're really up on it.
Right.
Oh, man. It's hysterical to me. Saw a movie over the weekend that I had never seen. It's been around forever. Most everybody else has seen it. Bull Durham.
Oh, my goodness.
Kevin Costner.
I love that movie.
What a horrible movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Tim Robbins looks like a goofy buffoon. He
that's
doesn't
who he,
even...
That's the character supposed to be playing,
though. I didn't even buy that he was a ball player capable of being called up to the major leagues, because he just looked like a dim-witted dork. I didn't get it. Susan Sarandon was pretty hot in it.
Yeah.
Beyond that.
I love that movie.
It's no Natural. The Natural with Robert Redford, fantastic. This movie, Bull Durham, I just thought, man, is this the movie that was such a big deal? Yeah, it had a couple of memorable, quotable lines in it, but what movie doesn't? The other one I had like a movie theater marathon, just hitting one after the other. The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
Oh, wasn't that good?
You know what? It wasn't bad. It was pretty good. It's slow, but it had a pretty good message about getting older and being alone and that kind of thing. And then I saw this Magic Mike. What a stupid...
Why did you go see that?
Crap. What? Well, because we were being visited.
Oh,
now, hang on. My wife's friend was visiting us and staying with us. So I got two chicks in the house, and they want to go. So I went with them. And I said, I'm not going. I said, you two go, and this is not for me. And they said,
and then
my
happened?
Wife says, well, it'll give you something to talk about. And I thought, well, okay.
You got any other
this
guys?
Is
oh,
the
boy.
Dumb, yeah, there were gay guys.
No,
this is
thanks.
The dumbest movie I've ever seen. Magic Mike. Holy cow, what a piece of garbage. And here's the other thing. Matthew McConaughey, for the first time I realized, for all the women who think this guy is so hot, he looks like somebody who just was released from a concentration camp or something. All he is bulging, abnormal, weird-looking muscles and abs that don't... They don't look right. They almost look like he's deformed Okay. And so that's McConaughey to me. And he plays a stupid part in this movie. And then I saw a movie, and if you see it anywhere, run the other direction. Because here's the cast. And when you see the cast... Oh, by the way, I pulled up on my... on my iPhone, you know, these Rotten Tomatoes review, how many critics liked it.
Right.
How many? On this movie, it said 96% of viewers liked it. I've never seen a number that high. And it said 92% of critics liked it. I've never seen a number that high. I mean, off the charts with rave reviews. Bruce Willis, Bill Murray, Frances McDormand. I mean, an impressive, impressive cast. Moonrise Kingdom.
I saw it this weekend.
The stupidest...
wonderful movie.
No, it's horrible.
A wonderful movie.
And it's a horrible summertime ripoff of The Christmas Story, that kid that sticks his tongue to the pole. That's what it reminds you of. It's shot like that, campy, it's supposed to be funny. I thought it was ridiculous, and it's another case of Bill Murray. Somebody needs to grab Bill Murray and go, hey, Bill, slap him across the face and go, be funny! Just be funny. You're Bill Murray. Stop trying to be a character actor and show us your depth and your range. Ugh.
Boy, you were just setting yourself up to torture your...
Tina says it was great. You folks, go see it, and you tell me.
It's an arty kind of movie.
It's too arty.
It's shot for the art.
It's
shot for the music.
Like Christmas story, but not as cute.
Oh, it was on my mind for days. I thought about that.
The
faces of those kids, I mean, they were perfect for that part.
The faces of those kids, so irritating. So, you know, I made up an expression. I've mentioned it before. I made it up myself, to each his own.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So it's Moonrise Kingdom. And here's another thing. What does that mean? Did you ever understand what the title was? What does that mean, Moonrise
Kingdom?
That's
what he named it when she said this was a horrible name for this beautiful spot. And he named it Moonrise Kingdom.
No, I must have been sleeping through that.
Did Dawn see this thing? Did
she
talk
liked
about
it a lot, too.
Well, chicks. Well. That says a lot right there. It's a chick movie. Moonrise Kingdom, Magic Mike, A Joke, Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, Slow, Bernie, outstanding with Jack Black, and there you have it. That's my update on the movies. Now, one other thing. I got a couple of calls here. Let's talk to... we can get a couple in. Marv, how you doing, Marv?
Oh, I'm doing great, Frank. Frank, I'm eagerly awaiting the big report.
What's the report?
Well, you know, you've been on assignment for so long.
And, yeah.
You know, usually when reporters and people go on assignment, you know, they're gone for a day, 2 days, whatever, and then within a week or two, they come out with the big report, the story.
That's how big this is.
Well, that's still what I'm wondering.
It's still classified. That's how big it is.
Well, Frank, it's been over a year now. I mean,
the end of the year.
Yeah. When? Could give us some idea? I mean, I'd hate to miss it.
Well, the assignment is a self-imposed assignment. The assignment is looking for another job. That's my assignment on Friday. So that's what I'm doing. So there you have it.
You're not going for a 3-day week now, are you, Frank?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I could pull that off. It's either a no day week or a 4-day week.
I see.
It's going to be one or the other.
Well, you're doing very good at it. I appreciate it.
I'm a professional at taking off.
Well, good luck to you, Frank.
Thank you, Marv.
All right, bye.
All right. And Juan is here. Hello, Juan.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh no.
Juan. You're on.
Frank, can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you.
Frank,
while ago.
Gang, I'm sorry. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Got a quick Schaefer auto body. Son hit a deer coming home from work in Wildwood.
Well, that doesn't sound like the Wildwood I know.
I know. Well, there's one left now. You know, he did the right thing. He didn't veer off into the other lane or go off into the ditch and destroyed the light and the fender, and absolutely beautiful job putting it back together. Finished 3 days before they said it was going to be. Get the car back on a Saturday. Monday hits a raccoon in exactly the same place, undercarriage. Didn't take out the light, but looks like we'll be seeing them again.
I have a better one. My son hit a deer in Wildwood. This is now 8-9 years ago at least. He hits a deer, and I mean serious damage, major, like $4,000, $5,000 worth of damage. Picks it up at Schaefer. On the way home from Schaefer, hit another deer.
No.
He came in the house. He said, "Dad, come out here. You're not going to believe this." I look at the car. I go, "What the heck?" He said, I'm turning right around. He said, he called Schaefer. So I'm coming right back. Took it right back. A deer on the way home. That's...
Maybe they wouldn't have noticed, and they would have thought they hadn't fixed it. Did you try that?
No, I didn't try that. Hey, you okay. call this fixed?
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate the feedback. Thank you, Juan.
Okay, the other thing is, did you guys watch the BET Awards this weekend?
I won't watch that.
Oh, you missed it. Well...
I won't watch it because of the just ridiculous bleeping and profanities, and it's just it's ridiculous
Exactly why you should have watched it.
Yeah, they just
opening
pushed,
part.
Yeah,
2 minutes, 3 minutes in a row. Boop, boop, nothing during Jay-Z and somebody else, Kanye, whatever his name is.
That's just completely uncalled for.
It was so funny because I just happened to watch it. And it was so funny because I thought something was wrong with the TV, and literally for minutes in a row, they were bleeping stuff out. It's so embarrassing.
Their whole focus is to see how filthy and vulgar they can be and how many times they can get censored and bleeped. So.
Well, with any luck, Mrs. Pinion T-voted for you.
I sure hope so. Thank you, Juan.
All right, bye now.
Appreciate it. Yeah, boy, I hope she did. I'd love to see that. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. There is a... there's another kitchen and bath company, and it has the name Thompson in it, but it's not Thompson Price. I have to make sure I clarify that because we've had not many, but a few people who have found themselves going to the wrong showroom, and meaning the wrong showroom, meaning they thought they were in Thompson Price kitchens, baths, and home, and they were somewhere else. So we want to make sure that you go to the place we are inviting you to go, and that's Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Here's where the showroom is. It's in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. If you see McAllister's Deli in the shopping center there and a TJ Maxx, they're right next to McAllister's Deli. You go in, look around, you're going to see some beautiful things. Go in there and sit on that toilet, that electronic, high-tech toilet. I mean, actually, you can sit on it. You don't have to do anything. I guess you could. I'm sure it's hooked up. You better ask them first if it's hooked up for that. But I did. It's unbelievable. And then so many other new, innovative kitchen, bath, home entertainment products that you think you're looking into 10 years from now. Because that's what they're so good at. Making sure this is not... Look, every new kitchen or bathroom or home entertainment room is great right now. But what about 10 years from now, 15 years from now? Is it going to wow you? Here's the website. Start there. ThompsonPrice.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks a lot, Tina. It seems like they've cleared that earlier accident that was at Lilac on eastbound 270, but then there was a stalled vehicle blocking a lane right at 367, and that has eastbound 270 backing up almost to Lindbergh now. On northbound 270, a little bit slow in those two right lanes from Dorset up through 70. Southbound 270, heavy between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And look for northbound 55 in that right lane downtown to be slow from Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Jack in the Box. Hunger doesn't have a curfew, so St. Louis Jack in the Box locations are now open late, so you can get what you crave no matter what time it is. And right now, when you stop by Jack in the Box after 11 p.m., you get two tacos free with any combo purchase. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We're now in the midst of summer's soaring temperatures, which means skyrocketing energy bills. To protect your business's cash flow and save on energy costs, consider installing solar with Brightergy. Learn more on July 18th as Brightergy, KTRS, and me, Martin Kilcoin, host a seminar on solar savings at the St. Charles EDC. Go to Brightergy.com/KTRS to register. That's Brightergy, Brightergy.com/KTRS. Discover how with Brightergy Solar, it pays to do the right thing.
What do a metal buoy, charcoal, and a tripod have in common? Those are the three things that inspired George Stephen to invent the first Weber kettle in 1952. Weber continued the tradition in 1985 when they patented the Flavorizer bar for gas grilling perfection. Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here to tell you that whether you prefer charcoal or the convenience of gas grilling, Weber makes a grill to fit your needs. So if you're going to treat yourself to a new grill this year, make it a Weber. A new Weber grill also makes a great gift for Dad. Oh, and Mom too.
Thank you.
Stop by Schnars, buy a Weber grill, and we can even assemble and deliver it right to that special someone's front door. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910. Or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnarrs.com.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want. The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
My daughter just called me. During the break, she says, Dad, has anybody reported the static on the radio? Here's what she doesn't understand. As a, would she be Generation Y? I don't know.
I think yeah. she is.
Yeah. I know a lot of younger people are into clarity and digital and you know even FM. No, no, no. I've told you before, AM is the only medium with built-in storm warning.
Yes.
Our signal is a built-in warning system. When you hear that crackling and that popping, a lot of people go, oh, man, that AM, it saves lives, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. We're saving lives. You hear that, run for cover. Seek shelter because a storm is coming. No other radio signal warns you that there's a storm in the area. Proud to be AM. Who are the people who go into the Good Feet stores? Let me read you. These are customer comments, documented customer comments. My husband wants me to lose weight. Anytime I want to exercise, I can't because my feet hurt so badly. Here's another one. I'm tired all the time. I want to walk with my wife, but I can't. I have plantar fasciitis. There's a pain in my heel. I get up in the morning. I can hardly walk to the bathroom. I put my feet down, and it hurts so badly. I've got burning in the ball of my foot. I cannot go barefoot anymore. I'm tired of buying shoes. Nothing's comfortable. I spent $200 on work boots. My feet still hurt. Another comment. I have fallen arches. Another comment. My toes dig into my shoes. That, by the way, is called hammer toe, if you've ever heard that expression, where your toes dig down into your shoes. Average customer, 45 to 64. 65% of the people who go in the Good Feet store walk for exercise and want to be able to walk. I'll give you more specifics and statistics about who is a Good Feet customer, but you may be one if you have pain, and it doesn't just have to be in your foot or feet. Three locations on Olive, just west of Union. You know what? I'm not going to make it with the three locations. On Olive, in South County, in Shiloh, or goodfeetstlouis.com. 4 o'clock.